Hi, Brain Damage, Radio Adelaide. What's in your basement?
Keep it in the closet.
Glove box.
Rumpus room.
Chill. Court. Eyes. Shut up. Court. Freeze. Chill. Freeze. Win.
Button down shirts and a pocket full of pens.
Take them to the laundry brig.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Where is Dad?
He's in the bedroom.
Ooh-ah, surprised and alarmed. Yes, it's time to play What's in Your Basement, the segment where we, the hosts, and you, the audience, act in ways you've come to expect, with us here playing What's in Your Basement, and you out there listening to us. Tonight, we search our bathrooms, and I can promise you, although we are searching our bathrooms, we will not be resorting to toilet humour. Isn't that right, Matty B?
Appalling.
Yeah, indeed. So let us begin, as always, with Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
Nick.
Hello.
What's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, computer, freezer, pocket, laundry, or most importantly and recently, your bathroom?
David.
Nick?
David.
Yes, Nick.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to think that you and I, you know, we've got a friendship built on mutual respect and trust, most importantly. So I'm just going to put it out there. I don't actually have a bathroom.
Oh, come on, for God's sake. You don't have a bathroom?
Hey, who are you to judge my lifestyle?
Well, where do you, you know, defecate?
Do you really want to know that?
I know I do. Well, purely for the purposes of, you know, not stepping on it. Right.
I've got a bag. It's okay. Well, this is embarrassing for everyone. I think we should move on.
Nick, this is your last chance. If you don't participate properly in this segment next week, you're off the show.
Hey, who are you? You're not the boss of the radio.
No. I'd put it to a referendum.
Well, we'll see what the public makes of your referendum.
But surely you'd all like to know what's in my bathroom.
Probably.
All right. Well, as you can see, I've brought in some earplugs, but not just any earplugs. These are the very same earplugs that I wore when I went to see the Pet Shop Boys in concert earlier this year. Excellent. So they are very special to me.
Those are some nice earplugs.
Thanks, Nathan. Nathan.
Yes?
If I may be so italic, what's in your bathroom?
Oh, okay. Well, I had a look this afternoon, actually, and, well, I thought I couldn't go wrong if I brought in the very item that the room was named after.
Okay, let me guess. You brought in a bath, Nathan?
No.
Well, I believe that is what the bathroom was originally named after.
Bathroom. Oh, I thought you said calf room.
Well, that sure does explain the cow, then.
Yeah. Is that safe to be, like, here?
Oh, perfectly safe. Perfectly safe, David.
Well, at least you didn't, think I said, bathroom with an F. You know, bath is in, you know, vomit.
Funny story there, David, but that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, Maybe the fourth member of the group, tell us what's in your bathroom.
Okay, well, DMG, tonight I've raided my bathroom's medicine cabinet, and I've brought in some little pink pills I bought a few years ago from this crazy homeless guy.
Of course, drugs. That's the lovable Matty B we all know and tolerate.
Hey, I wonder what happens if I force feed them to Nate Dog's cow.
No, Matty B, you fool!
Look at it!
Oh God!
You're
made to a cow.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, cow? Yeah, you like that.
Glove box.
Rumpus room.
Chill. Court. Eyes. Shut up. Court. Freeze. Chill. Freeze. Win.
Button down shirts and a pocket full of pens.
Take them to the laundry brig.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Where is Dad?
He's in the bedroom.